Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. On a Monday night, following Monday night football. Yeah, Mikey Meatballs fizzling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Nice call, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, Harry, are you referring to my 4-1 pick, my upset pick of the year? The Commanders plus 400 to beat the Eagles, and it wasn't even close. 32-21 final. Nah, it was closer than that. Pour one out for those who had the under on a teaser. That was a war crime with all the laterals at the end. But we're going to get to the numbers in a second. Yes, I did it. Commanders, I've never been this excited about a Washington win, but they went in there and they beat him, Harry, 32-21. And that makes the Cowboys' loss hurt even more because we could have been a win over the Eagles. Parlay kid, I'll bring you in away from tying them for first place.
Yeah, it hurts even more now, right? After seeing that, good job by the Commanders. Put forth a good night's effort tonight. Ran the ball, I think, what did they say, 46 times?
Sounds right.
I think 49, they say 46 rushing attempts. Wow. They controlled the ball in that game. They did what they had to do. They deserve to win. But yeah, if you're a Cowboys fan, I guess that loss hurts even more. I mean, geez.
That was
Washington's a pretty good football team.
They're very good. They ran like they had 12 rushing first downs. They had they were 12 for 21 on first downs in general. I'm sorry, on third down. 152-94, they beat him on the ground. 40-19 in time of possession. 40 and change to 19 and change. They kept the ball away from the Eagles. Now, I'll say this. They got the two biggest calls of the game. They certainly did. Face mask on Goddard forces him to fumble, and then they screw up letting the guy return it all the way for a touchdown. But anyway, at least they fixed that. Brother Bry, just on that call, we'll get to the second one, the game-ending call in a second, but just on that call, it doesn't seem right, and believe me, I had Washington, I was thrilled, that you can't review that, right?
I agree with you. I mean, when things are like egregious like that, I mean, the fact that, I mean, that was pretty clear. It was almost like two guys were grabbing his face mask there on that fumble. You should be able to, something that is that clear and obvious, you should be able to review. And I know Parley Kid's all over that.
I've said this for, I've said this since the inception of replay. Yeah. You should be able to replay any single play, call or non-call, you should be able to review. That's it. And you get, you know, 2.5 or 1, whatever it is, you should be able to review any play you want to.
Now, here's the thing. All right. The pushback on that is, well, what are they going to review? Every player on every play? Well, what if on the corner of the screen there's a hold going on, but we have to blow that up? Like, do we have to look at that? Like, and I could see that being a pain. But I think you're going to say, well, you get two plays to review. And if you lose a challenge, you lose a challenge. And if there's no video proof, you lose the challenge. On the other hand, it absolutely, personal fouls for sure should be reviewed. For sure should be reviewed. Otherwise, that guy could pull out a pistol from his sock when the referee's not looking, shoot Goddard, make him fumble, and then we're just looking for where the ball is spotted. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you could do anything you want to that guy, and if the referee misses it, I don't know how he missed it. Number 93 was looking right at it. There's that. So then Washington goes to kick a field goal to go up 6, and that kid didn't miss, that Hopkins, right? I mean, he was bombing it from everywhere.
Sly. No, not Hopkins.
Sly? Anymore. Oh, it was Sly?
Joe is Sly.
Don't correct me ever, Harry. That's it. All right. Joey Sly. Joey Sly, and they went up 6. I'm so excited. I picked a 4-1 winner. Now, the other call, Bry, was the end of the game there. Heinicke takes a knee on 3rd and long. Eagles are using their timeouts well. They're down 6. He sits on his ass, and that's it. Now, in fairness to the Eagle, if you go by the rule, he gave himself up. There shouldn't be any contact, certainly none around the head. But if you look at the guy who got called for it, he was kind of shielded. So all he sees is Heinicke go down. And that was it. So right call, wrong call. Do you call it there anyway? Could have probably let it go, seeing as that they blew the other call on them, right?
I mean,
but
yeah,
I guess you make
the
right call.
That was a tough one. I mean, I guess, but letter of the law, it's a personal foul. Though I personally didn't love it because it's probably hard to tell in that moment that he's actually kind of taking a knee, right? The fact that
take a look again when you see where he's coming from. Right. He's shielded by like three players.
Yeah. Right. He's like rolling right, and then he's coming back left a little bit. Then he takes his knee as he's facing backwards. Like, I don't know. That was a tough one.
Obviously, don't want to see games end that like that, too. That's awful. But like I said, the letter of the law, that's the right call.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me, and I know this isn't part of the rule, this is just something I'm going to have to get over. And believe me, they won the game at that point, so I was thrilled. Heinicke, you know, you're like, hey, what are you doing, refs? Like, well, we have to protect the quarterback. But protect who? The guy who's jumping around like he won the Powerball?
Oh, I know.
Like, take it easy, Heinicke. You don't have to celebrate. Just so you're showing up the refs there, right? It's like a called strike three, and the batter and the catcher is just walking off the field thinking it's ball four. Like, it's just weird the way that happened. But anyway, they win the game. Like I said, if you look at these numbers, 40-19 in time of possession, it might have been even. You know,
I think it was 24-6 at halftime, right?
In time of possession, yeah probably.
Yeah,
and you know they turned it over immediately too. Washington, right? They went down 7-0, so it wasn't looking good. All right, Harry, we'll get to your thing. First touchdown, again, you picked it. Jalen Hurts, plus 650. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
I mean, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Six. That's six winners now. Six winners.
Nice.
I mean, just it made sense to go with Hurts, I guess. You know?
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Harry. People were trying to get in. But no, this is First Touchdown Club, and we're at capacity. We only have room for Harry. We're at one right now.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
No one else is
sorry.
In. No one else
hold
is
on,
allowed
hold,
in.
Hold on. Let me check the list. No, Bri, you're not on it. I'm sorry. You cannot get in. Yeah.
You know who's sorry? Joel, you're sorry for agreeing to do this bit with Harry for setting us up over text. I think you're sorry.
There's two rules to First Touchdown Club. You have to hit a first touchdown, and we only listen to Daughtry. So
that's right.
Guys, I'm sorry.
I'd rather not be in that club then. That's fine. I'll continue to help.
Hurts. Six, guys. Six.
All right.
Speaking of Hurts, I think it's Hurts feelings over there, Harry.
I know. What?
I'm not going to get too upset. I hit the 4-1. Harry, have you figured out how much you've made? I mean, we've done this. You might be even. The rest of us are abysmal, but you might just be even on these. Are you much better than even?
I actually forgot to bet it tonight. Well, I did. But I didn't bet Mariota.
Well,
but
that was
I did,
a given. I knew you weren't going to bet it. But I did bet,
I did bet likely.
Okay. Why don't you go back and add these up? And I bet, have you hit 20 plus 22 units on that? Because that's what you have to clear to be, even. We're awful. So,
I know. Yeah, well, I mean, likely was 8-1.
Hey, we're a team when we do this, right? We're a team.
Yeah. No, you know what?
Right? I'm not getting Harry's wins count for us, guys.
That's true.
That's the Harry. Bottom line.
Listen, last year was what? Last year was what? Plus 87, Brian?
Plus 80-something, right,
for sure. Yeah, counted. We're a group. You're right, D.
Well, I want to see how much you're up individually, though. I mean,
I have to figure, because we're just trying to figure out. I remember. It's six, but I had Mixon. I don't know. I don't remember who I had.
Harry's got to be
able to do it on the fly. Yeah. What's his average? 5.50 or something?
I hit a Chubb, a Mixon, I hit a Likely, I hit a Hurts. I can't remember the other two.
How many games have we done, Sal, though?
Probably 22.
I mean, if he's hit six, it's probably going to be Sunday average like 6-1 per.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right. So he's up like 14, 16 units.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Likely
pretty
was
good.
My best one, I think, at 8-1, though, right? Probably, Brian?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I don't know if that bit was necessary with the club.
So there hasn't been one at greater than 8-1 then.
I don't
That's
think
incredible
so,
too. At the same time,
running backs, a few quarterbacks.
Yeah. All right. So
good
there
job,
you go.
Harry.
Jalen Hurts.
Good
job. I think we did well on our props, right? I had longest pass or completion for Heinicke over 33.5. He had a 41 to McLaurin. Mm-hmm. You had McLaurin. McLaurin was the
way
over prop. felt like it was way over, right?
Yeah, no, that was Harry's, but I had McLaurin as my EP pick, so
right. Okay.
I got that. I had Devontae Smith over 4.5 catches at plus 110. That was easy.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He had that pretty quickly.
Six. You know,
the only thing but he had it quickly, too.
The only thing that stuck for him is he had four like right away and then got hurt. And I was like, oh, is he coming out of the game? But then you left. Yeah, he went back.
Brown getting hurt didn't help the Eagles at all, that's for sure.
Yeah, listen, they did not have the ball. They never had the ball, and they couldn't stop the run. They're second in the league against the run. They couldn't stop it. They didn't show up. They didn't show up. I inspired the Commanders, and now they can go back to losing the Commanders. I don't care. But so now that NFC East is really tight. I mean, 5-5, right? Cowboys 6-3. Giants are what? 7-2?
Mm-hmm.
And these Eagles are 8-1. 8-1?
Yep.
8-1 or 9-1? 8-1. All right, so there you go. I'm looking for the MVP numbers here. I don't think they'd have them just yet. Do they have it? Yep, they do have it. And Jalen Hurts drops below Tua, Parlay Kid. Your pick this morning.
I told you.
6-1. 6-1 Jalen Hurts, 5-1 Tua, 5-1 Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, plus 120. So interesting stuff there. Parlay Kid said to jump on Tua. They will be forgiving, even if he's a few touchdowns short, because they kept him out with the head injury. Yeah, that is that's going to be an interesting race all of a sudden. Still a four-man race, and then Lamar Jackson at 12-1. All right, let's the Dolphins are 72 Dolphins. Are we sick of this team already? Are they even able to sip any champagne now? They're all in hospital beds.
I was gonna say there's, you know, we could let them have it. Those guys are getting sold if they're still even alive.
Well, listen, I certainly didn't want the Eagles to go undefeated, so yeah, take it this year, that's fine. They are getting old. Good job by them. I don't know what they do. They just keep sitting around and drinking champagne. So congrats to the 72 Dolphins. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about some other NFL stuff. Bri, I want to mention the Raiders and what you think about them getting the worst record. It's actually doable. Maybe we'll change our luck by jumping on worst record. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net, Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700, Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of Love ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back. We went over MVP odds right there. Jalen Hurts drops to fourth now behind Tua, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. We are looking, I forgot to mention, comeback player of the year. Geno Smith grabs the top spot at minus 125 odds on Caesars. Saquon, even odds. Christian McCaffrey, 18 to 1. Derrick Henry, 20 to 1. And Travis Etienne, 30 to 1. So, parlay kid, Geno Smith or Saquon Barkley? Toss up. Which way are you going?
You know, I think I have to take Saquon. And at this point, it's been fantastic this year. It's carried that Giants offense. Giants have a better record than the Seahawks at this point, thanks to Barkley. And I just think, again, due to the nature of Barkley's injuries that he's had, I think he would deserve it over Geno Smith.
You know, I'm looking at this list and Nick Gates is after Henry. And I'm like, oh, boy, this guy had a gruesome injury because I don't know him so well. Right. At 25 to one. I look, he's a Giants lineman. Did you know that, Harry? You didn't know that. Giants lineman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What was the injury? I'm looking.
I remember reading a story about him earlier this year, but was it a back or neck injury?
What the hell? Seven surgeries, suffered a setback in the spring. A rod in his leg had to be removed. 21 days, I'm going to say, yeah. All right, so another gruesome leg injury, I guess. Yeah, suffered in Washington 13 months ago. All right, he's not probably going to win, but it was interesting to see his name up there. Harry, where do you go, Geno Smith or Barkley? I think you're going to go Geno Smith, aren't you?
You know what? You're right. I mean, this guy, before this season, he was a nobody. He was a bum. No one cared. He was a joke. No one thought of anything of this guy. And then everyone said Seattle's going to be awful. He's had at least two touchdown passes in 8 of his 10 games. Of his 10 games, you can count on Geno Smith for at least two touchdown passes. 17 touchdowns, 4 picks. I'm actually leaning Geno.
But who's going to have a better second half of the year if they're both healthy? Probably Saquon, right? I would think he gets the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That's good.
Geno,
for
Geno's fighting for a playoff spot and he gets him in there?
I guess. I mean, the Giants are going to win 11 games by accident. So, yeah, it's a tough one. That's a tough one. I can't get on either one. Brian, which one do you go
like
with? Geno
or Saquon? You like Barkley style, though?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think I might have had him beginning of the year, too.
Yeah, well, this is where the awards are weird between sports, right? Because if this was the NBA and you had most improved player, then Geno Smith would easily win this award, right? If this was most improved. But I hear you.
They don't have that, though.
They don't have that. Again, if this is like comeback player for career, it's Geno Smith, right? In terms of what he's done over, you know, after not doing anything. But yeah, I hear you, though, Sal. I think, you know, these last couple of games, what Barkley's done so far, if he continues to do that, I could see Geno falling off a little bit. So I'd probably take Barkley. I will say this year is tougher than any year, right? I mean, again, you have guys like ATN at 30 to 1 who, you know, coming off the knee injury last year. You even have Khalil Mack, who's for the Chargers has been very good. 7 or 8 sacks he's gotten. He's been pretty the only person healthy on that team. And he's not even up right now for this award either. Yeah. So I think this is a tough one, but I would probably lean Barkley.
I did not have Barkley. I don't know why I thought that. I'm looking now. I have Jameis Winston to win comeback player of the year, and he won't even come back to the starting lineup.
He's 100 to 1 right now. He's 100 to 1.
Jeez. Really? Yeah, so 6 to 1. Should I try to prop swap my 6 to 1 play? I don't know.
Three guys love the Saints this year.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like the Saints. What are you talking about? Okay. No.
What's all did?
Oh, I definitely did. I like the Raiders too. Now I'm thinking we change the luck. Bri. The Raiders, if you look at worst record now, Texans minus 240, Raiders 6-1, Panthers 6-1. The Raiders play all teams that, I don't know what to say to give them trouble, but how many wins do they get the rest of the year? Give me your honest opinion, Bri. And I know you're going to be, let's go through it. Let's Mike and the Mag Dog it. Raiders at Broncos.
Close loss.
That I agree with that, Bri. They already beat the Broncos, and they're going to split at best. All right, Raiders at Seahawks.
That's a loss.
All right, I agree. Chargers at Raiders.
I'm actually going to take the Raiders on that one. The Chargers scare me.
Okay, Raiders at Rams. Oh, God.
Rams are awful. Geez, depends who they have at that point in time. Will Cup be back? I'm going to say it's a loss. Well, they're going to struggle against McVay regardless.
Can you imagine having to watch this Rams team without Cup now? Maybe not December
8th. That sucks,
too. They're going to have like 70-yard games, like for total offense.
Oh, yeah, that's a Thursday night game, too. That sucks.
Right. Patriots at Raiders.
That's a loss.
Raiders at Steelers. Usually,
I'm going to go with the Raiders always play well against the Steelers.
Right. The Raiders. It's in Pittsburgh. That's Christmas Eve. All right. 49ers at Raiders.
That's a loss.
Yeah. And then Chiefs at Raiders. Probably will need it.
Might not need anything for the Chiefs, but that's a loss.
Hopefully, we'll be there for that. So,
we don't have to go to that. I mean, we can go to Vegas. We don't have to go
well,
there.
Well, we'll be around. We'll be close
give
to
us
that.
Two wins. So, that's
are you saying 2-6 the rest of the way? So, then what does that make you?
4-13.
Well, that might still be too much. I don't know if the Texans get there. I don't know if the Texans get there.
Yeah, what's Texans remaining?
All right. So, let's see Texans' remaining schedule. Texans play the Commanders. That's a win. Sunday. Let that. The Dolphins is a loss, right?
Yeah.
Home for the Browns. That could be a weird game. Deshaun's first game back, right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
At the Cowboys loss. Should be a loss.
Loss.
Home for the Chiefs should be a loss.
Tennessee
at
loss.
At the Titans. Who the hell knows? What did they do the first time? Yeah. What did they do the first time against the Titans? That was 17-10.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Home for the Jaguars could be a win.
They'll win one of the last two.
And then at the Colts.
So what is that?
Right. So, yeah, they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there. What'd you give your team? Five wins or four?
4-13, and I'm saying the Houston is 3-13-1.
Oh, man. It might be worth it, though. Might be worth it to take the 6-1, Bri. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. We didn't even go through the Panthers, who are also 6-1. Oof. All right.
Panthers have Panthers 3 wins.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's look at the Panthers.
We got to do it.
Baker's back quarterbacking this weekend.
Baker's back. I don't know what that means. So at the Ravens is a loss, right? Mm-hmm. Should be.
Yeah.
Home for the Broncos. I don't know.
They could win that game.
All right, give them a win. At the Seahawks, give them a loss.
Yep.
Home for the Steelers, that's going to be 15-14 that game.
Mm-hmm.
Home for the Lions, at the Bucks, and then at the Saints. They should get three more, probably, right?
Yeah, they're going to get to at least five. They're going to get to five.
3 out of 7. Yeah.
They can't. Yeah.
All right. I think the Raiders' worst record will be exciting, Brian. That's what you're rooting for anyway. You want the number one pick, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I could totally see the Raiders botching whatever the number one pick is.
Oh, yeah.
There was talk about them loving Stroud, but I mean, I personally like Bryce Young better than Stroud. But
Babyface, what do you think about this bet? I think it's a nice little hedge.
Not only is it smart of you, it'd be the only Raiders bet that Bri will win all season. So you should.
I think this
is good. Yeah.
You know what would happen? If we did that, we would go to the Chiefs Raiders game. Chiefs would have nobody playing. Raiders would win that game or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be the big one. Yeah. Anyway, we had a lot of Raiders Colts discussion on Monday's show and the Jeff Saturday and if it's worth it. By the way, Darren, have you heard back from Coach Cowher? My God, you bit his head off there.
Well,
it's a video for everyone
to
see.
I don't think anybody could argue what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Can you argue what I'm saying?
I don't know. I felt like I heard back from someone in the Raiders old organization. I was wondering if you maybe heard him, but there's a lot of talk.
That's right. You did hear something back from somebody in the Raiders organization.
I think Cowher called Darren and then hung up after the first.
Is that what happened? Wow, that seems to be the power move nowadays. But anyway, Jeff Saturday has worked out so great for the Colts. We took a ride on the Riverboat Casino where the captain asked us, which current TV personality would you want coaching your favorite team? Is it Steve Harvey at 5-1 odds? Oh, that could be good. Whoopi Goldberg, 10-1 odds. Nice. Rube Paul, 25-1 odds. Interesting. James Corden, 150-1 odds. Oh, I don't know about that. Or the field at -400. There are so many options in the field. That's why it's such a high price there on the VIG. All right, Harry, tell us, who do you want coaching your favorite team? Which TV personality?
You know what? I think this was kind of easy for me, Sal. Everything this guy does turns to gold. He's a winner. He's a two-time daytime Emmy Award winner. Uh-huh. Michael Strahan.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, he's resurrected the Pyramid Show, which has been fantastic because he hosts it. Good Morning America. Fantastic. He's fantastic at as well. Always does great. Great. The guy's the best guy on television. He really is. Yeah.
He's the best guy on television. All
141 and a half sacks to boot, Parlay Kid. Michael Strahan.
Right. All right. There you go. Interesting, Harry. I didn't know you'd go. First of all, you'd have to figure out who your favorite team is. That's going to be the hard part. That's even harder than Michael Strahan getting the job. But I see what you're saying. All right. So Michael Strahan is either coaching the Vikings, the Giants, the Eagles, whoever Harry's favorite team is at the time. All right. Parlay Kid, who are you going with?
Well, look, it would be nice. We could sit here and say, you know, either the Manning brothers would be great, right?
Oh, yeah.
They'd be fantastic coaches. Our pal Tony Romo would be a fantastic coach. We know that, right? We know that already. But Sal, was there a better coach that who would you want your own kid to play for more than Coach Taylor? Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, right? Forget about, we know it's a fictional character here, but you know, Sal, I looked this up. He was 43-16 as a head coach down there in Texas. 4 playoff appearances, 3 state final appearances, 2 state finals. And Sal, he did it with a perfect combination of tough love and compassion.
Right.
Am I right? This is a guy that could be hard on you, but in a very positive, good way. He only wanted the best for you. But yet, he was a compassionate human being.
Yeah.
Probably his biggest mistake was allowing his wife to follow her dreams and him leaving the coaching profession.
Was that it? Yeah.
That was probably his biggest mistake.
Well, was many years ago. Maybe he's...
But Sal, what a perfect coach he was. And I think Kyle Chandler could pull off the same type of coaching performance.
Right.
In a real gig. I think he'd be perfect. Perfect.
You know, normally I would say that's foolish. They're actors playing characters. I would not want George Clooney of ER fame to perform any surgery on me, right? I don't want him cutting open my spleen. But I actually think Kyle Chandler actually could break down X's and O's and do as good a job as a lot of these guys. I think that's a good pick. Parlay Kid. All right, Brother Bri, what's your pick?
Well, I'd want Kyle Chandler, too, if it was for unrealistic football plays. So that's for sure.
Come on.
That's for sure.
Such a weird thing with Bri.
I told you, I made it through 1.5 episodes of that show.
That's
I
was your like, problem. I can't. That's a great show.
I couldn't go back. Ask Mikey. He can't watch it. He said it's the worst show.
I believe you.
TV history.
I don't think what's wrong with
Mikey Meatball says it's the worst show in TV history. but look, we saw Whoopi Goldberg, right? We saw what she did as the Knicks head coach in Eddie. One of the great plots in cinema history. Look, I was all set to say probably maybe Dr. Phil for the Raiders because they need somebody mental makeup of this team. You have a QB crying, Harry calling out Derek Carr. I call him David Carr. Your star receiver clearly upset that he was traded to this terrible organization. But probably the kid said it. If you get to get one guy, and again, maybe this is a standard answer, our very own Peyton Manning, right? I mean, how could this guy not be fantastic coach? Probably the smartest football player of all time. When you watch the Manicast, you feel like you're watching somebody who is smarter than everybody on the field, including all the coaches. So, if the Raiders are listening, that's maybe the move to make, bring in Peyton Manning.
That's brother Bry angling for a race. He's a smart son of a bitch. He really is. Nice job, Brian. Hey, man. All right. I'm going to go with someone who's not our boss or writes our checks. Nathan Fielder.
Oh.
Nathan, for you, the rehearsal.
Ooh.
Who's more prepared than Nathan Fielder, Brian, right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
He has a calm demeanor, like Tom Landry type, right? Can talk to the players, whatever he needs done. He always has a game plan. Doesn't get rattled. We'll, probably look into every aspect of the team, change the logo, the stadium, the uniforms. It makes the other teams look stupid when it's too late for them to even realize they look stupid. Nathan Fielder, also a Mets fan, so he knows misery, and he's going to want to find every way to win because of it. That's my pick right there.
Sal, I will say that is a great idea for a TV show. Like, what if they just took Nathan Fielder and, like, they said, you know nothing about this sport, but you have to become a coach and see how he does, right? Because you're right. How prepared he gets for like the most idiotic things that you would think he'd maybe be able to just know nothing.
He would get no sleep. I mean, he would join the ranks of the coaches who just ever sleep. But yeah, I think that's because he would analyze every little thing. Mm. Yeah, I think so. Like a Ted Lasso come to life kind of situation. Like All right, Babyface, do you have anything to add to this?
I mean, that is a great, great pick. I would go John Taffer. I mean, he's great at rebuilding. John Taffer of Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said Jake Tapper wrong. Okay.
Shoot, I'm going to have to change my pick now. No, John Taffer of Bar Rescue. He's great at rebuilding. He's dealt with all sorts of egos. He can put a staff together. And some of his quotes are, I mean, they really could be football quotes. Like, I don't embrace excuses. I embrace solutions. And who the hell puts chili and sea bass on a bar menu? I mean, that's... right. I'm going with John Taffer.
All right. I'm still unclear if it's the Bar Rescue guy, the CNN anchor, or the Blues Travelers lead man. I'm not sure. Front man. There you go. So that's it. That's our Riverboat Casino right there. College football. I think we touched on it on Monday's show. Tennessee, this is to make the playoffs. Tennessee Vols -210. TCU +200. Michigan +110. USC +600. I think Tennessee is still a bargain at -210. I really do. They're a 22-point favorite at South Carolina, and they'll be even heavier favorite, right, at Vanderbilt. I know Vanderbilt beat Kentucky, Harry, but South Carolina beat Vanderbilt by 10. I think that's it. I think if TCU loses once, they're definitely in. And TCU is at Baylor versus Iowa State, and then what? Who's the Big 12 championship? Kansas? They just take the top two?
So yeah, it'll be Kansas State.
It would be Kansas State right now, and there's
not two divisions.
It's Kansas State right now. Who's playing really well, actually, but they lost to TCU the first time by 10. So it was one kind of close. By 10.
It was a close game.
All right. So I'm trying to think, and then Michigan can lose to Ohio State and be in if TCU doesn't run the table, I think. I don't know. And then USC would have to beat UCLA in a toss-up game, and then Notre Dame. And then either Oregon or Utah, I think, is their path. That's tough. Wow. That's a tough 6-1.
What do you guys think? What do you think? So TCU runs the table, right? We say that they're in. Michigan loses like on a field goal to Ohio State. Are they out?
Well, that's the thing. What if they lose by? How about if they lose by 7-10 at Ohio State, at Columbus, and then obviously Tennessee rolls like we've. Figure they will their next couple of games. Do you knock Michigan out and put Tennessee in if TCU does run the table?
So Michigan loses a close one. TCU wins out, and Tennessee obviously wins their games. You putting TCU and Michigan in? Yeah, I guess that's how it is.
No, I don't know. Yeah, Michigan or Tennessee? Who would get in at that point? Tennessee?
Oh man, I don't know.
No,
I think you'd have to go Michigan.
Yeah,
Over Tennessee. Being that if Michigan's game against Ohio State was close, closer than Tennessee's was to Georgia,
right?
I don't know. Maybe I'm.
Yeah, it's tough.
Man, this seems so easy when I wrote it out this morning, but now it's. So, Darren, you're saying maybe TCU at 2-1 is the pick.
I think. TCU wins out. They're making it. They have to make it. So,
So I guess the tough one's
Baylor.
You
better just betting TCU their next three games.
Yeah. Right.
Rather than taking them at plus 200.
Better off that, probably.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
And Deke, it's Al. Me and Brian were, during that TCU-Texas game, texting a little back and forth. And it just TCU's defense looked fantastic that game.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. It stepped up. Yeah, for sure. Because you had the over, right? You had the over, that's why.
No.
Didn't you have the over net?
I was in awe of how awesome the defense was for a Big 12 game.
Yeah. I don't know. Damn. Great. I thought I had this figured out. I really did. Now I'm going to have to think about it for another 17 hours.
There's nothing you can do. I don't think we got to just sit back and wait. I don't know. This is a tough one.
Kind of got to root for Kansas State.
When do they expand the playoffs? What year is that?
I don't even think it's next year. I think it's the year after. Is that right?
It's not next year, right?
24, I think. Yeah.
Man, this is why they need to do it.
Yeah.
Got
to
do it.
Yeah, this year would have been the year to do it, right? I guess.
What would we talk about? We wouldn't even now. Then we'd be talking about what? Like the 12 versus the 13, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know who we'd be talking about. UConn. But they should make it.
Yeah. Got to root for Kansas State against TCU then.
Well, if there's a no on TCU, what's the no on them? That's probably what I'm going to do, and I'm probably lose a lot of money doing that as I watch them win it all. Let's see. The no on TCU, do they even have that? To make the playoffs, TCU, no, is minus 250. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to be stuck with that? Probably.
You lose on that. That really sucks.
And then Alabama's out for sure. LSU to make it is minus 800. It's the no. Well, how would that happen? Well, they'd have to beat Georgia. Have to beat Georgia.
Well, yeah, they got to. Sure. But if they beat Georgia, are they in automatically. If they win the SEC, right, they got to be in, right? Even with two losses,
though.
I think so.
They probably got to be in regardless, right? If they beat Georgia,
I think they give the SEC winner, the nod.
Yeah, then you're really screwed up because then
two losses and you got crushed in one.
Then Georgia and LSU would make it, right? Then everything's screwed up. But
yeah, so I'm thinking like if Georgia beats LSU.
Right.
Then Tennessee is the second best team because in the SEC because Tennessee beat LSU pretty handily.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that's that. So just rank those two there. And then obviously the Big Ten is going to be Ohio State, Michigan 1 and 2. And then you just have to see if these TCUs, these other one loss teams, I don't think they're going to make it. So TCU, I think, has to run the table. I don't think we proved anything. Babyface, you want to throw something in here?
Just do?
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. I don't want to confuse you further, but Harry said, given everything he does for Ken, he has the toughest strength of schedule.
So
he'd get the 4 seed and play Georgia. So Georgia versus Harry.
Mm. Club Harry.
I don't think they can't penetrate him. I'm not sure. I don't know what they can do. I know they have a tough defense, but all right, let's do. Let's take another break, and we're going to talk NBA and a little college basketball too.
Picture this: you arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, race to 10. We're doing it tonight, fellas, right? Mm. We're doing race to 10. We're going to go on Spotify Live, and the game is Memphis. I don't know why we circled this on the calendar. Memphis at New Orleans. Bri, do you want to start us off with a race to 10? They don't have it out right now. Sure. We're doing this on Monday night.
Well, I think it's pretty easy.
It'll be even. You think it's an easy pick?
No, I would assume Brian's just going to We're going to stick with the underdog, I would think, right?
Oh, 100%. So we're going to go, well, so Memphis is what?
It's close.
It's really close, right?
Yeah, the plus Memphis is plus two on the regular spread.
Yeah, so we'll go. Let's go Memphis. We'll go Memphis. We'll stick.
Is Ja playing though? I mean, he didn't play the other night again. Let's see the same stuff in the
I
NBA. It's so frustrating.
I mean, well, Zion was also questionable, but
jeez,
we gotta. All right, listen, don't get down, guys. We were 10 coming off a 10-5 night. We can figure it out. We don't care what their uniforms look like. We don't care who's playing.
No, we're riding.
We're going to get right in there.
Riding the underdog. Yeah. Riding the underdog. Let's go.
All right. Mm. So we are going to be on what time, Meatball? 7:15 Eastern time? Is that what you said? I think so. Yeah. And then, okay, we'll be on Spotify Live. We'll do the race to 10. We will do the first quarter, and we'll do the first quarter over, and we're going to lean on Memphis the whole way. And I think we're going to – I'm going to try to find most first basket too. So we'll keep you updated on that. Check Twitter if it's still up and running. We will update you on that. Now, the other thing we talked about is Westbrook as sixth man. Brian, what was that 2 weeks ago? I laughed at it, right? Because I was like, 30-1. Westbrook's never going to.
At one point, it was way higher, right, though, than 30-1?
Higher than 30.
Right.
Yeah. Now he's plus 125, and he's the favorite to win six men.
How is that possible?
And
so
Jordan
quick.
Poole is 325. Parley Kid, you're not buying this. You think eventually he's going to be in the starting lineup?
I don't know. I don't know what I should. I don't know, because I would think the. I don't really know the rest of the list right now, Sal. But I would think the sixth man would have an integral part of the team winning, and they're 3-10.
Yeah, right.
You know, so if you a sixth man should be, you know, like I said, an integral part to the team winning ball games. You know, you project the 3-10 record over the course of the season. The Lakers are what are they, a 25-win team at best?
Wouldn't it be funny?
That's being generous at this point.
Good point, D.
So,
good point.
Yeah. So, shouldn't the sixth man be injecting energy? I mean, he's obviously injecting energy and he's playing pretty well. His stats are not off the charts, by the way.
Right.
They're not off the charts. So I don't understand how he's like the front runner. Give me who's the next best.
Well,
right,
Jordan
there,
Poole. Jordan Poole was favored, so he's plus 325. I took Christian Wood. He's all the way down to 10-1, and Benedict Mathurin is 10-1. And then you get Malcolm Brogdon at 16, Colin Sexton 16, Bones Highland 20-1. I don't know. It's a weird thing, but you know what's weird? If anyone's going to do it, despite your correct analysis that it should be on a winner, it'll be the guy who won the MVP as a sixth seed, right? Didn't Russell Westbrook start all this thing where you didn't have to be a top seed to win an MVP?
Yep.
Was he the
fourth seed when he won?
Was he a four? Who was a six? I thought someone was a six.
But like,
maybe it was a four. Yeah.
At what point does it hurt these guys? Like, Poole started tonight. You know,
right.
At what point are they not six men anymore, too? Like,
yeah.
How does that configure into?
Yeah, it's a weird award. It's a strange award.
Poole had 36 points tonight, but he started.
Right. Yeah, that's a weird award. Most improved is a weird award in the NBA. Defensive player of the year is a weird award because no one plays defense. It's a lot. The NBA has to clean up some of these awards. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting because we scoffed at the 30-1 or you think it was even more.
I can't believe he's plus 125. That's insane. That's ridiculous.
College basketball, Kansas and Duke. This is a Champions Classic. Now, you got Michigan State, Kentucky. Not as exciting on the other side. That's going to be the earlier game. Then Kansas is a 1.5-point favorite, 144 against Duke in the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. No Coach K. Obviously, he's gone. No Bill Self. What did he do? He punished himself, basically.
Yeah.
Self-punishment.
FBI investigation with Kansas.
And then they just like, yeah, take four games off and you'll be back. I still like Kansas. I think they win 80-75. DeJuan Harris doesn't turn the ball over. You look at his numbers, he's going to spell trouble for Jeremy Roach. Both struggling from the free throw line. I think it's going to be worse for the Duke six or seven freshmen, whoever they have. They have to adjust to this size venue and this magnitude of a game this early on. 11 of the last 13 have been decided by 7 points or fewer in this classic between the two. So 80-75, give me the Jayhawks. Brian, which way are you going?
Yeah, I lean the same way. Kansas here. Yeah, interesting game. Like you said, no Coach K, no Bill Self. Mm-hmm. But, you know, look, Duke has the number one class in the country, but it's a little too early, like you were saying, for them to put this together with a brand new coach. Kansas will have the best player on the floor, at least the most experienced best player in Jalen Wilson on the floor. They also have the kid McCullough from Texas Tech over at Kansas. So they have a little bit more experience right now. So I think it's extremely close. Like you were saying, all these games are close. I would probably go, I think, what is it? 144 and a half is the total. I'd go over that. And I'd take Kansas and the over in a close game.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I think Harry and Paula Kidd are against us here. Harry?
Yeah, I'll take a shot with Duke. After the first two games, defensively, just giving up 41 points per game. Mark Mitchell, freshman, had a nice game in their opener. And Jeremy Roach is averaging 13 and 6. And like you said, Sal, no Bill Self on the sideline for the Jayhawks. I'll take Duke.
All right. I don't know if you can go. Both these two teams are 2-0, and they played like South Carolina upstate or some college you never heard of. So it's tough. Yeah. Parlay Kid, what do you like?
Yeah, I'll ride with Duke here, Sal, as well. I'm not sure what, you know, at this point in the season, I like the fact that these teams are playing this early. Mm. But I don't think any team is really too worried about getting the W now. I think they want to learn a little bit about where they are as a team, et cetera. I think Duke, maybe slightly more talented. But Norm Roberts is coaching this Jayhawks team, by the way, right? Yeah. Former St. John's coach. Yeah, I'll take Duke. I'll just take Duke. I can't. I wish I could give more analysis.
Well, listen, you sound excited about it. I might have to change my pick.
I'm very, you know what? My Dayton Flyers are playing UNLV.
UNLV.
Tomorrow night. That game is going to be
on favorite.
Be a late night for me watching that game at 11 p.m. here.
Is that your EP pick? Is that your EP pick there tomorrow?
No, it's not. I didn't want to jinx anything. Tomorrow, RJ Barrett is my EP pick tomorrow. Today.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Over
19 and a half. Over 19 and a half points. Bounced back from one of his career worst games the other day.
There you go. Major League Baseball gave out AL/NL Rookie of the Year. Announced Julio Rodriguez plus 575 going into the season. He wins. I think Bobby Witt Jr. was favored going into the year, right? It was the runaway, 28 homers, 75 RBIs, 25 stolen bases. I had Jeremy Pena, Piacenti, and I had him. He had early June. You did too, right? Yep. I think he was winning like June 10th or something. Mm-hmm. And then Julio Rodriguez went crazy in the home run derby and all that stuff. National League, Michael Harris Jr., 294, 7 homers, 64 RBIs. He played all the outfield positions. It's funny, Spencer Strider was like minus 360 heading into the last month. And Harris didn't even jump on the board until June when he was 70-1. So that's a big hit if you had that.
Strider's numbers are awesome though, right?
Yeah, 11 wins.
He's got to be pissed. He's got to be pissed about that.
267? 267 ERA.
Yeah.
Hey, 11 wins can win you the Cy Young. It can't win you the Rookie of the Year
He had under one whip, and he had 202 strikeouts and 131
Darren,
innings.
After last year's National League Cy Young, I'm done betting all these baseball wins.
It's almost impossible.
Strider had 202 strikeouts and 131 innings.
But did he have a bad September? How did he blow it?
He had one or two bad games, I think, to end the season. Right. Yeah. Phillies. He ended up bad on the Phillies, but
It's weird.
None of the
Phillies
keep doing
the playoffs.
What are they doing with their farm system that they continue?
I know.
To churn out these guys. They're all young guys.
Right.
They already have Harris inked. Right. They signed him to like a 6-year deal. They signed these guys where right now they're paying them more than they should, but in the long term they end up paying them a lot less than they probably should. They're very smart, the Braves.
Swanson was the number one overall, right, D? Swanson was number one overall?
Yeah, right.
The Dodgers had this locked up for like a decade, right? Weren't they winning Rookie of the Year like every year or every other year or 6 out of 10
seemed
or something
like
crazy?
That's how it was. Yeah.
It's weird nationally because O'Neill Cruz was everybody loved him. He couldn't hit the ball. I mean, he had a great, what was it, the exit velocity? When he could make contact, and his numbers just went south. And that Suzuki guy for the Cubs was favored going in. All right, what else do I want to say? Shaq was the big winner, 10-3 on our arcade, on our staff there. Big losers, me, Jen, brother Bri, 5-8. Oh, Bri loses sole possession of first place. He's tied now with Hench. And the Parlay Kid is what? One back, Parlay Kid? You and Hench were 9-4 this week.
I know how I keep doing it. I don't know. I'm telling you, I've been getting lucky. I'm getting so lucky. I don't know.
Oh, man. I was talking to Simmons about it. I look at this. I'm like, oh, all right, that team screwed me. That team screwed me 8 times. That team screwed me 6 times. I don't want to take them. They screwed me. Like, I didn't know. They need to find more teams. I think they need to expand to 50 teams because I end up hating everyone except those Commanders who came through tonight. 4-1, baby. What do you think of that? What do you want to say there, babyface?
I'm just super impressed right now with Parlay Kid. Him chasing down Hench on the leaderboard, very reminiscent of DK Metcalf chasing down Buda Baker, if you remember that play.
Right.
That's like right. Parlay Kid. He's very determined now. And listen, I don't know the odds on this, but I'm not going to say anything because I know that's what Parlay Kid would want me to do.
That's right.
Right. All right. We should be able to bet this. Yeah. He's chasing down his brother, Brother Bryce, who he's chasing down. So that he and Hench,
there's so much more time. Yeah. I mean, we basically have how many more weeks left? This is incredible.
We do it through the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's ton
crazy.
Of time left. There's, how many more games? We have like about 160 more games, more than that. I don't know. Somewhere in there. All right. Race to 10 tonight. Go check it out. Also, Mr. Lister. Are we going head to head with Mr. Lister? That's my bad. That was stupid of me. Anyway, you can check out both. We'll be done before the end of Mr. Lister. Get on and check that out with Dave Damashek, sports trivia game show there. Hey, what did I want to say? Oh, Harry, you want to make this trade or not? What are we going to do? It's Pollard. What am I offering you?
Pollard, right? Yeah.
And no, I will it's, give two, you, it's a 2-for-2. What?
And I will give you, and who do you want? You want Gabriel Davis.
I offered you Pollard and Pickens for Metcalf and Perine.
Okay.
You'll do that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, you got to accept it, though.
Okay, I will.
It's in.
All right.
Okay. All right, we got it in before the trade deadline, which is midnight. I know
by
it's
the
after
way, also,
midnight.
With the Eagles losing, you know who that benefits?
Who?
The Vikings. Darren, the Vikings.
Oh my God. I was looking, Brian, we were looking at some of those clips there, how he threw that interception. They were up by 17. I don't know how they blew that game. That is unbelievable. Didn't the Vikings in the Bills, wasn't that a giant spread like 5 or 6 years ago? Wasn't that the biggest spread blown? Like the Bills were 18-point underdog or something?
You're right. That was. The Bills were 16.5 that day. 16.5.
Wow.
And they lost the game straight up. Everyone lost in their suicide pools.
In Minnesota, right?
No, that was in Buffalo.
Oh, it was in Buffalo?
In Buffalo.
Right. Yep. Okay. Interesting. It's always weird when they get together. All right. So that's it. Race to 10. Check it out. Tonight, we'll do it on Spotify Live. And that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds from Mikey Meatballs and Babyface Joel Solomon and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na